Buenos días, buenas tardes y buenas noches a nuestros inversionistas conectados alrededor del mundo. Les damos la bienvenida a nuestro evento Resultados del Tercer Cuarto de 2017. Mi nombre es Adriana Sarasti y hago parte del área de servicios jurídicos institucionales de BBVA Colombia. A este evento también se encuentra conectado Germán Rodríguez Perdomo, director del área de gestión financiera, quien hará la presentación. Los documentos correspondientes les fueron compartidos vía correo electrónico en español e inglés y próximamente se podrán encontrarlos publicados en nuestra página web en la sección de atención al inversionista en el link Agenda de Eventos Corporativos. Les solicitamos por favor silenciar el micrófono de sus teléfonos para tener una mejor comunicación. Good morning, good afternoon and good evening to our investors connected around the world. You are welcome to our event Third Quarter 2017 Results. My name is Adriana Sarasti and I'm part of the legal department of BBVA Colombia. To the event is also connected Germán Rodríguez Perdomo, director of the financial management department, who will give the presentation. The corresponding documents were sent to you through email, both in English and Spanish, and will be available in our website in the section Investor Attention on the link agenda. We ask you to please mute the microphone on your phones to have a better communication. Without further ado, I give the floor to Germán.
Hello to all. First, I would like to present Mr. Alejandro Reyes, who is senior economist of the BBVA Research Department, and he will tell us today about how we are seeing the economic performance of Colombia and what we expect in the short term in terms of economic performance for the country. So.
Good morning and good evening to all. The first thing is we see an external or foreign environment that's positive. We have seen a growth that's been robust and stabilizing around a 1% quarter-to-quarter growth, which is a positive number. Mainly in the past few months, what we've seen is more countries, more regions converging towards this positive trend of growth. So we have a positive external environment for emerging economies and for the Colombian economy. On the Colombian side, we expect for 2017 a growth of 1.5%, which will slowly trend upwards in 2018 and 2019. In 2018, we expected 2% growth, and that trend of recovery for the Colombian economy will start by has started already in the second and third quarter of this year. So we've seen data for the quarter GDP, third quarter GDP already at 2% growth, accelerating from a 1.3% average in the first semester. So numbers are starting to come up positive in Colombia. The change in trend is mainly driven by better exports and some investment. Better investment, especially machinery and equipment investment in Colombia. On the financial side or monetary variables, we see inflation stabilizing in Colombia after that difficult period in 2016. We see inflation closing just in the edge of the ceiling of the inflation target for the Colombian economy, around 4%. And we see a better performance in 2018, especially in the first quarter. We see a very steep deceleration in inflation, going towards 3%, and then stabilizing around that level for the rest of the year. We expect inflation to close at 3.1% in 2018, so within the target range for the central bank. And we've seen also some positive information from the central bank. They lowered rates in the month of October. We're now at 5%. What we expect is for the rates to go even lower. In 2018, we expect them to go all the way to 4%, the policy rate, which will be driven basically by this lower inflation and lower inflation expectations, and also by the correction in the current account deficit, which we actually currently expect a 4% deficit for this year, current account deficit, but numbers that have been coming, especially in the second part of the year, kind of seeing or have a bias towards a lower deficit than that number, something around 3.8 3.7%. So those are good news in the macro front that allow the central bank to have a more, say, dovish position in the interest rate. The only thing that has still to turn around is the labor market. We expect the labor market still to have some deterioration in the next few quarters. 2017, we expect an unemployment rate for the urban unemployment to go to 10.6%, and 2018 to 11.2%. So this deterioration, even though it's not a harsh deterioration, a difficult scenario, is what's lagging of the deceleration in the economy of the past couple of years. So we're still waiting to see that for those numbers. Those are like the bad numbers that are still to come in the next few quarters. But on the rest of the indicators, numbers are looking positively and having a change of pace from what we've seen in the past few quarters. So that's basically on the macro side. I give the word to Germán so he can continue with the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Alejandro, for this very important input regarding the macro expected behavior of Colombia. Entering into the presentation, going into the highlights of what has been the performance of BBVA Colombia this quarter, I would like to highlight that we have been experiencing, as I have already explained in the last quarter presentation, that the activity in the country and of BBVA Colombia has been decreasing. We have not been seeing all these double-digit rates that we have been accustomed to in the last years in Colombia. And this has been an industry trend. We are not worried about that, but we are adapting ourselves in order to improve our efficiency, to improve our productivity in this lower growth environment. To have as a reference, the loan portfolio of the whole banking industry in Colombia has been growing at 6% from year on year, mainly driven by individual loans. This line of business has been growing at an 11% rate from the year before, and it has been very different, and this growth has been differential when compared to the loans to corporates and SMEs, which has been growing at a rate of just 3% from the year before. We have seen a similar trend in terms of deposits. Deposits has been growing at 6% from the year before, and this growth has been mainly driven by corporates and SMEs, very quite differently from the scenario that we have seen in the loan side. We have been experiencing more growth in this area because of the lack of new investment projects, so all the cash that the corporates and SMEs are generating are going to the deposits of the banks and not into more investment. On the individuals side, it's just been growing at a rate just above 1%, which reflects the growth in unemployment and less capacity of savings by the households in Colombia. In terms of results, we have had a positive evolution of the gross margin in this quarter, as and this is a trend that we have been seeing in the last two quarters, mainly driven by the interest margin. And this interest margin growth has been aided by the positive effect, that the lower rates have on deposit costs. And given that we have mainly a fixed rate loan portfolio, this helps us to increase our spread, our customer spread. Mm. We expect this trend to diminish, you know, because of the repreciation rate of our loan portfolio, which is slow, but we will get there because of the lower rates that are here right now in the new activity. So we expect this customer spread to stabilize in the short term and maybe diminish in next year given the expected performance of the loan portfolio. Mm. We have been continuing our strategy of digital banking. We are right now we have almost 10% of the sales that BBVA has done in 2017 has been through digital channels. This is in line with what we are expecting in terms of performance in the digital business, but our ambition is quite more than that. We are expecting to double this penetration rate in the next month. In terms of customer acquisition, we are growing at a double-digit rate in terms of digital and mobile customers, reaching almost 20% of our customer base. They are now digital or operating through the mobile app. In terms of the distribution network, we have been keeping our physical network maybe in the same levels that we used to have in the last quarter and in the last year. We are right now in more than half of the country and with 532 branches with more than 1,300 ATMs. As I said, maintaining our current physical distribution network at the same levels that we used to have the year before. In terms of employees, we have been improving our efficiency given this slower growth of the economy. So we have been reducing some positions in the bank to improve productivity, to improve efficiency in all areas, in the branches and in the central areas also. The line of the distribution point that has been growing very fast is the banking agents. As you may know, in Colombia, we have the opportunity to bring third parties to give financial services, just transactional service to customers. Maybe in places that we are not present with branches, with physical branches. So. We have been growing our presence through this third party. We are now near 7,000 banking agents in the whole country, and it has allowed us to increase our presence in the whole country without any relevant investment in our in terms of branches or physical presence in which, as you may know, is very expensive. Mm. And it's not very in line with the digital strategy that we are implementing now. Mm. If we go to the activity, balance system activity slide that we have brought to the presentation, I can tell you that in terms of market share, we continue to be the number four bank in Colombia with a moderate growth in banks, as with the, in line with the behavior of the whole industry, and with maybe some focus on individual loans, mostly consumer loans, when where we are, we have gained 2 basis points of market share. And in terms of deposits, I would like to highlight that we have been implementing since last year a very aggressive strategy of increasing our market share in the individual side. So we have been growing at a very good pace. We have gained 43 basis points from last year in terms of the deposit from individuals. And this has allowed us to maybe improve our funding cost and reduce our concentration risk. Mm-hmm. In terms of corporates and SMEs, we have lost 9 basis points of market share, mainly driven by deterioration of the credit quality of customers. And given this environment, we would not like to be exposed to those kind of risks in our balance right now. So we are slowing our activity in this segment and waiting for the macro outlook to improve in order to return to higher growth in this segment. In terms of the mix of our business, it's been almost the same that we have been keeping from the last quarters and as we have talked about in the last presentations. I would just like to highlight that the consumer growth that is a little above 10% is mainly driven by payroll loans. And these payroll loans are growing at a 16% rate from last year. All the other lines, such as auto loans and other consumer loans, are growing at a very slow rate, maybe below 5%. And this has been in line also with our strategy of having a very creditworthy loan portfolio and creditworthy customers. Mm. In terms commercial side, of the commercial side of loans, we have, as I have already said, strengthened our admission policies so that the credit quality of the customers that we are lending to is improving, but the activity is also reducing into a single-digit growth. In the next slide, we have the deposit composition. I just would like to highlight that, as I have already said, we have been increasing our market share in the individual side. And in terms of the structure, we have been growing quite steadily since last year in our market share in CDs. Mm? And this is mainly driven by the need that we have, the need that we have to close the balance sheet gap in fixed rate. Mm? As you may know, we have a lot of mortgages, as we have seen in the last slide, and the mortgages in Colombia are mainly tied to fixed rate, not to variable rates. So we have been taking advantage of the lower rates environment to bring funding, bring long-term funding in fixed rate. We have been opening our windows to fund of funding from 3 to 2 years to 10 years, with very competitive rates, maybe 90, between 80 and 95 basis points above Colombian Treasury, which is very good for a market that is sometimes quite liquid, but we have been very active in this segment, and we are closing the gap that will allow us to improve the stability of our interest margin in the future. In terms of risk management, we have seen this year deteriorating ratio of NPL, which has been driven mainly by two issues, as I have already said in the last presentations. The first one is Electricaribe, and the second one is the deterioration of the consumer loan portfolio, non-payroll portfolio, but the other consumer portfolio. This has placed us a little bit above the industry average, but taking into account that the impact of Electricaribe is extraordinary, I have presented there in the slide number 12 how this NPL ratio would be without the impact of Electricaribe. And as you may see, the gap will reduce significantly. And this hasn't taken into account that we have maintained our write-off policy, and maybe some other banks have increased their write-offs in order to maintain their NPL ratio in other levels. So I think this BBVA has been experiencing some deterioration, especially in the consumer business, because if you see the commercial side, taking out the impact of Electricaribe, it's a little bit below the industry average. So we expect this trend to diminish. We have taken all the measures in order to improve our credit quality, I think we are admitting right now much better clients than we used to. Mm-hmm. And this ratio, especially in consumer business, will converge with the industry average maybe in 2 quarters, given a higher activity by the bank. The bank has been experiencing also lower activity than some other banks. So we expect this to converge in the near future. In the mortgage side, we are very confident that we are doing what has to be done. We are not worried about that risk, which is very important for us in terms of disposition that we have in our balance to this product. In terms of risk premium, as you may see, there's a huge difference between the adjusted risk premium that BBVA has and the industry average. This adjustment comes from mainly three issues, which are Electricaribe, which is the biggest one, with an impact of almost $40 million. The second impact is the extra allowances that we have to do because of the financial superintendents obliged us to do because of the regulatory change for consumer loans that the 047 circular had, and the day basis change in the calculation for the non-performing loans that I explained in the first quarter, which had an impact of almost $7 million in the first quarter in January, in the first quarter of 2016. All these impacts, which are extraordinary and not recurrent, if we take this out, we can see that our risk premium is well below the industry average and on our peer banks, and it also reflects that we have maintained our write-off policy. Maybe if we had increased our write-off rhythm, maybe the NPL ratio would be closer to the industry average, but we prefer to do it this way, not to present lower NPLs, but to maintain our policies stable. So, but as you may see, we have a deterioration of the portfolio, but we are taking, we are reaching the peak of this deterioration, and given that the most of the deterioration has passed for us, and we have adjusted our emission policy. In the slide number 14, just I would like to highlight that the whole balance sheet growth is quite lower than we used to see, just at below 5%, with very important growth of provisions, and maybe some cash investments because of the excess liquidity that we used to have because of our liquidity framework. In terms of results, going to slide 16, I would like to highlight that this was a very good quarter in terms of net interest and gross margin growth. We are growing at almost a 30% year-on-year rate in the net interest income and gross margin. But as I have already said, the impact of increasing provision is very high in our balance sheet, and we have seen a decrease in our net profit from the last quarter almost by half, mainly because the impact of Electricaribe. We have had to increase our allowance for this loan in almost $35 million. reaching almost 60% of the position that we have. In the short term, we expect to reach another 85%. So in the fourth quarter, we will increase our allowance in maybe another $15 million. In terms of efficiency, efficiency has been improving since last year, but we have seen a bit of a increase from the last quarter, mainly because of the cost that we had to take from the severance payments that we have to assume to improve our efficiency in some areas in the branches and in the central areas also. In terms of the in the slide 17, we can see the all the income statement. As I have already said, we have a very strong gross margin growth, but a very high increase in allowances for credit losses, which has had a very great impact on our net income. We expect this is the almost the quarter with the highest impact because of the allowance of Electricaribe, and we expect it to diminish this impact in the next quarter and turning us into a positive side of the evolution of the income of the net profit. In accumulated terms, something more like we have seen in the quarter-to-quarter evolution, a strong growth in the net interest income and gross margin, better improvement, but a lower net profit, 13% below from next from the last year. I mainly driven by the issues that I have already explained. If we go to the slide number 21, we can see that nevertheless that we have had this performance in terms of net income, we have kept our capital levels at the same levels that we had in the last quarter, between 1260 and 1280 in the total solvency ratio, and a strong equity tier 1 ratio between 6.7 and 7.3%. Of course, this has been aided by a lower growth of risk-weighted assets, given the lower activity of the bank. And given this, we are very comfortable with the capital levels of Colombia. We are not expecting to undertake any capital operation in Colombia, not any issuance or capital increase. So, and in the next quarter is more of the same that we can expect, given what Alejandro said at the beginning, that the growth in Colombia will be a little bit higher than we have been experiencing this year, but not at the rate that we used to have several years ago. So this is the presentation that we prepared for you. I open now the window for questions regarding macro issues or the performance of the bank.
If there are no questions, then we conclude our event. Thank you for participating. We hope you have an excellent day. Muy bien, con eso hemos terminado. Muchas gracias por participar en nuestro evento y les deseamos un excelente día.